You are listening to Adventures Within with Jennifer Moon and Robert Watkins. Adventures Within is brought to you by Faction 2 of The Revolution in partnership with Kaechung Radio. Faction 2 of The Revolution is committed to creating alternatives to the established orders of both the bourgeois culture of the fine art world and the spectacle arena of representations that constitute popular culture, in order to stimulate a new society that is both socially aware and politically motivated. Adventures Within is fervent in its mission to heighten awareness in and of the personal and private realms in order to realize and sustain political action. The segregation of the personal and the political, the public and the private, the individual and the populace, are no longer expansive. This is Adventures Within.
Hi, welcome to Adventures Within. This is Jennifer Moon. Tonight, we have a very special show. I have a very special guest who is on, and the person's name is Lob. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me just, I have to take a second to adjust, the volume of the mics to make sure that it sounds okay. I mean, I think it's probably okay. That's really loud. Okay. Maybe. Here, say something.
I rode my bike here today with my banjo. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. I'm excited that you're here, too. Yeah. I think we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has happened.
That's true.
In the past month.
Yes.
Since we first met.
That is real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yes, you are going to be playing some songs. I'm very excited about that.
Yep.
So the reason why, I have Lob on this show is because we're merging.
Totally.
So let me give a little bit of a backstory. My mic is peaking for some reason, but your mic is not.
Mm.
Let me just bring this here. It's fucking hot in here. You can take off your shirt if you want to.
Okay, I might need to.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It's super hot.
Yeah.
So just quick backstory. As some of you may know, back in, and this is was part of the Hammer Show, with the part two of the Phoenix Rising series, Phoenix Rising Saga series. So back in 1993, I made this deal with this cosmic entity to forfeit all romantic relations so my art career would flourish. So I inadvertently made this deal that segregated Eros and Agape, which unbeknownst to me, is that even a word?
Yeah.
Okay. I compromise love as a political concept because I was watching this lecture by Michael Hart about love, which you also watched.
Mm-hmm.
He, in talking about how love can become a political concept, he first identified five ways that it has been destroyed as a political concept. One of the five ways was the segregation of Eros and Agape. Eros being intimate romantic personal love, and agape being love of and for humanity, excuse me, or a political love, or I consider revolution art maybe to fit within that. So since then, since 1992, which is 22 years, I have not been able, after making this fateful deal with this cosmic entity, I have not been able to have Eros and Agape simultaneously. So either I would be in a relationship, a love or an intimate romantic relationship, and I didn't make any work, or I was making work how I've been engaging in the past 5 years and, not able to get someone to engage with me in a kind of Eros manner. And it's not from lack of trying. So And then, okay, so then, okay, then what happened was I made, so then I did this love ritual with my friend Anthony, where I, you know, I was like calling in love. So it starts off with me like letting go of current and past loves that I was holding onto that I knew weren't a good fit. So I let go, like I let go of David Bell. I talk a lot about David Bell on this show. So he was the person I let go. And then I made a list of like my ideal, love person, and so there was like 30 plus is a list of 30 plus traits. I wrote each, you know, for the love ritual, we drew blood, put it into a receptacle, wrote each of the traits on separate slips of paper, read them out loud, burned them, put them into the receptacle to burn with the blood, and then mixed it all up and then released it into the universe. Kind of like letting it go and then calling in the love. And I think the very most important part of this ritual is that then from that point on that we were to strive to become all the things that we are wanting in another person. So, okay. So then 7 months later, I meet Lob at your the opening of your show that just came down. Yesterday was the last day. Mm-hmm. It was at Commonwealth and Council. So this was, I think it was, when did it open? The 11th? 11th?
Yeah, somewhere.
So 11th of June, right? No, July. July, yeah. Okay. And then, and now, like, a little over a month later, we are merging and living together.
Yeah.
So that's my backstory. How about you?
Well, I moved here to L.A. maybe 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago with my partner at the time. And since I've been here, I've been trying to get an art show because I want to be a famous artist. And so then I met Young, and then a year later I had a show at Commonwealth and Council, and on that same day my partner and I broke up, and it was sad, and I'm pretty sad about it, but you know, people deal with sadness in different ways. And then I met Jennifer at the bar, and there was something very special about our connection right away, very, very quick. Uh-huh. I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. Something maybe cosmic.
Definitely cosmic.
Magic.
Yes.
Yeah. I like, sometimes we talk about how like so fucking hot in here. I'm like fucking sweating. So like, yeah. It's really fucking hot.
It's hot.
It's fucking hot. And every time we hang out,
it's hot.
It's always hot. Like, yeah. So there's something with the heat and heat in us. Okay. Yes. Sometimes we talk about as if like we created each other, right?
Yes.
There's a certain like
you or I am your imaginary friend.
Yes.
I'm more your imaginary friend than you me, because I moved into your space, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
It feels like more I'm coming into your life.
Okay. Yeah. And I did call for you,
yeah,
I guess.
And yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay. So then you're my imaginary friend. When am I? Am I, like, we were going to get into this later, but, like, I'm, like, maybe I'm filling your Jesus hole.
I'm definitely filling my Jesus hole.
Yeah. Which we will get into Jesus soon in a little bit. Let me ask you, did you have any kind of struggles or issues in terms of like Eros and Agape, in terms of like this kind of, or did you think about it, or like, you know, how I describe my kind of relationship with those forms of love, you know, because there's many different forms of love.
Yeah.
Like, how did you think about love, or how do you think about love, or prior, now, different? Was it different? Did you struggle with it? Did you have any struggles?
Well, I guess we can talk about the Jesus hole right away, because that's like a first point of, well, you know, past like love from family. It's like the love I experienced was through Jesus, and that was like the my foundation of understanding love. And then also through Christianity, there's like this idea that you have to wait for true love until you're married, For me, it would be married to a nice young boy, and then I would have a family, you know, and all that stuff. And so that, like, also shaped what my thinking around love was slash is.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your, like, how you grew up? Like, you grew up Mennonite.
I grew up Mennonite, yeah. So it's one step out of Amish life. The Mennonites are interested in spreading the word of Jesus, and so they think that to be a part of society is very important. So they're not separatists, although they are very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and their main goal is, or their main thing is pacifism. They don't fight at all.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Loving.
Yeah. So you, like, almost joined a
commune.
Commune.
Called the Bruderhof.
Yeah.
They're very nice people.
Is it a Mennonite?
Hutterite. Hutterite.
What's that?
It's a little different. I actually, I can't explain it well.
Okay.
But they're all similar.
Okay.
But Hutterites believe in community as like a foundation of believing in Jesus as Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Community is very important.
Yeah.
It holds you accountable for your belief in Jesus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So were you in the commune at one
point? No, I just hung out there a lot. Uh-huh. And I considered that maybe I could join.
Uh-huh.
But then I turned gay. And so I couldn't stay. You know, if I would have had stayed, then, you know, me being gay would have been like from the devil, and okay. I would have had to it would have been a struggle that I would have had to overcome.
Uh-huh. So in terms of like love, Christianity has kind of adopted the term agape or agape to mean like the love of Christ to mankind or love of God.
Yeah.
You know? So would you say that you like this was like recently when you kind of like it was 2008 when
yeah,
you
maybe, yeah 2008 sure yeah
2008 it's fun it's interesting because like that's the year I got sober.
It seems so long ago.
Yeah. It's over 7 years ago. So your experience with love was largely with agape, right?
Yeah.
Which is like this. It's like a. Like how would you describe that love? Like it's
with Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't find it in any human.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very deep within, but also very in the clouds, right? You're like, it's like. I don't know. Something about that connection. Like it's like very, very deep, and then also like very separate.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Uh huh. And so like when we've talked, like you, like it was a very, it was like a crushing, heartbreaking experience. Was there actual like rejection from the church or from Jesus or from God or you know when you like came out? Or was it some...
I went through this whole process of trying to figure out if I was gay or not, you know? And I was like, maybe I'm supposed to be a nun, you know? Maybe mm-hmm. I'm supposed to never have sex or because that I'm gay or whatever. And then it was like a slow losing of faith, mm-hmm. I'd say. Like a slow boot.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ever directly, like, removed from the church or removed from the commune. Like I removed myself.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be gay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And so from that point on, it seemed like you lost a lot of faith.
Yeah, I lost a lot of faith.
Uh-huh. because like you wanted.
I lost all my faith.
Yeah, all your faith, right? That's like a huge thing. You lost all your faith because like you wanted so bad to believe in Jesus.
Yeah,
you did believe in Jesus. Like you like, listen, we're gonna play some Jesus songs. You're gonna play some Jesus songs on your banjo, and then like you listen to Christian rock and stuff. And,
yeah,
like,
totally.
And you know, try to convert people to Jesus.
Yeah.
And, like, and then so and then like when you realize, oh, I like me, like I can't. I'm like me being gay will never be accepted by Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So then, like, this complete loss of faith. So, and that continued until, I mean, part of, I think, this relationship that between you and I is largely about faith, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something about meeting you, like, pulled this need for faith out of me, or this... Not need, it was there, and it just like it came to the forefront, like having faith, ignition.
What are you having faith in?
I don't know exactly. But it's present, I'd say.
Is the faith in
maybe the gut fairies to go along with the show that I just have, the intuition, faith in.
Do you have faith in the relationship? Faith in me? Faith in you? Faith in
maybe it's faith in the third communal entity, as you like to say. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I have faith that we were meant to meet.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't exactly have faith in you, or like. like it's like the it's like we I have faith that we are supposed to be together
for something right. Cause you you did write this text.
Oh yeah, tell me, what was the text?
Okay, so Lob wrote me this text where you wrote like something. It started off where... Okay, I'm just going to read it. Like, to trust that humanity is capable of love, I think this is a large part of shifting faith for me. My Jesus faith had me believing that true love is only possible through Jesus and God. No human could possibly love all of you, a disconnected love.
Mm.
And then you went on and said, gotta put the faith back into you and me. I gotta have faith that you, Jennifer Moon, can love me as much as Jesus loved me. So, okay...
Wait, that was really embarrassing.
I think it's like, okay, wait. I'm sorry. I mean, I did tell
it's
you.
Cool, it's cool, yeah.
I mean, one of the things was you wanted, like, humiliation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We have an ongoing list of things that we want to do, and one of them was, like, public humiliation. okay, reason why, like, I like that so much, okay, there's something about your faith, like, your experience with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a, like, it became like there's something about this like belief that you had, this like this really wanting to believe in something that I really like and I'm attracted to, you know, because I want to believe also in something like the revolution, you know, or love, believing like wholeheartedly, 100%, like unwavering belief, you know. And so like there's some kind of, when you talk about Jesus, I remember early on when we started hanging out, you would be like, well, Jesus said this. Like, you tell me this Jesus story.
Yeah.
And I was very smitten by that.
It's a turn on for you, right?
Yes. And then it became like a sexual thing, like you and Jesus, and
me as Jesus?
Well, no, just like your relationship with Jesus or something. And then there's a moment when I wanted to bring Jesus into, when we were having sex, like talking about like Jesus.
Yeah.
Like fucking you with Jesus.
Yeah, or, like, fucking me with the Jesus figure.
Or just like Jesus is somehow present.
Oh, yeah. The Holy Spirit is supposed to come into you and then fuck me.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is going to work through you and fuck me.
Yes. Yes. So I'm possessed by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because it's not really Jesus. Because you're like, you know, it's not Jesus.
It's
I want the Holy Spirit. So, I somehow to be open to be embodied, possessed by the Holy Spirit and then fuck you.
Yeah.
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 So
oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Well, yeah, that's what I...
Maybe that's why we're here together.
So that
I'm fucked by the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Because we both believe so much.
Right. And I think there's something that's the attraction between what you're attracted to me and why I'm attracted to you is this this belief.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's so I don't know where I'm going with that, but there's do you want to play some Jesus songs?
Yeah, sure, I'll play one on my banjo.
Do you want to sing a song? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait, I'm wondering if I need to mic your banjo.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Let me see.
Are you ready for this? Am I putting you on the spot? Do you need a warm up?
I'm a little nervous, but whatever.
Okay.
It might not sound the best.
It's okay.
Okay. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yay!
Yay! That was a good one.
I want more.
You want another one?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let's see. Great. This song is one of my favorites. Great is Thy Faithfulness. I actually did this performance in Providence where I sang a song and then I smashed my banjo. So,
are you gonna smash this banjo?
I'm not gonna smash my banjo today. I'll sing the song. In case anybody out there has a Mennonite hymnal. The blue one is page 327. You could sing along. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I hath needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. a part of the singing of the Mennonites is that it's all you don't really have instruments. You sing as a choir or as a choir as a congregation, in 4-part harmony. So it's way better with lots of people to sing these hymns. So solo, it's kind of downplays it because you're fucking singing to the Lord, you know. So it's like epic when everybody's singing together.
When you sing right now, are you singing to the Lord?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is
who else would I sing to?
I don't know. Sing to the third communion entity. Like, so you still believe in?
No, no. Okay. So this I went to this whole phase of like going to like still going to church, but then being like, I don't fucking believe in this shit, and then I wouldn't sing. I wouldn't sing because you're like. How can you not believe and still sing?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like in order to actually sing, you got to believe a little.
Right. So do you believe?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just like interesting, like the whole faith thing. Like faith is a huge thing for me, like for me, and I think for you too.
Yeah.
And I think like I'm wondering if I'm like I know I pushed the Jesus thing on you.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is it going to, like, damage you?
It could. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want that. I mean, I think, like...
I can handle myself.
Okay. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, the part of, I think, some part of also of our relationship is this kind of, like, fetishizing something that we do. This, like, these playing out of roles.
Yeah.
You know, of... that for example, like I told you the story of when I thought that I had a crush. I used to teach at a preschool and I had a crush on this boy Justin. And I went through a phase where I was like, oh my god, am I I'm gonna use this word, but like a pedophile. But it's like after talking to my therapist Chris about like using that term, and it's like pathologizing it. Like he was saying, he doesn't really like that term because it's like he prefers like something like transgenerational sex or something, you know, like but I did, because I did have a crush on this you know 4-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, am I like sexually attracted to youth, you know? Yeah. So I went to this I told you the story when we were doing a studio visit, and you were kind of like, then you start having this fantasy because you see yourself as like a boy child, you know? And then it became this fantasy, this sexual fantasy of me like seeing you as like a boy child and engaging with you sexually as if you're a boy child, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, got really excited about that, you know? Yeah. So like, I think there's a part of our relationship that engages in these kind of like dangerous type of, like roles, right?
For sure.
Yeah. And then so example, for the reason I bring that up is because like my like fetishizing your love for Jesus, and then it became like, because like every time, like I remember you were up there like installing my fan and you were talking about Jesus, and I had this like I got really turned on watching you install the fan talking about Jesus, and I'm like, what is like up with that?
Yeah, that's,
you know,
weird.
So like, and I think like, and then you said something recently about like being able to play those roles,
yeah,
to find like a deeper like find a love that's underneath that, or like trying to get to right, like some more an adulterated form of love, or some kind of truer sense of love, by being able to play out these kind of these fantasies, role-playing fantasies that we have. Because like a lot of times when people are in love relationships, it is like playing roles, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like you're, you know, you like, you know, I'm a lot older than you, so maybe like I take on like, you know, a mother role.
Yeah.
Do I?
I mean, maybe a little, or something about you as an older woman is very attractive to me, for sure. And maybe it has to do with attraction to a mother figure.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like you had this thing about wanting to like a cult leader.
Oh yeah, I think I like that narrative better. Like you're definitely I will do anything for you.
Right.
And like, I will be of service for you in any way that you need.
Yeah. And so I remember you saying that to me, and I was being like, oh, I don't know, because like there's like a certain like the certain way that we engage with each other, it seems like it's on the edge of like something dangerous, you know?
Totally.
Like, you know, like, because the revolution could be, I don't want it to be a cult, nor do I want to be a cult leader, you know? However, it's like, it plays with that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the revolution is very close to being a cult.
It is?
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, in a good way, right? Like, any sort of eccentric figure or idea plays in dangerous zones, uh-huh. right? Because it's outside of society.
Yeah. Yeah, and so sometimes I'm like, I wonder, like, what is our role with each other? Are we just, you know, like, is our relationship purely utilitarian? And, like, you talked about this morning in terms of, like, because, like, I, from the very beginning, I was like, I'm looking for love, you know, and I'm not, like, afraid of love.
Right.
And I was like, I'm probably going to tell you that I love you, like, really early on.
Yeah.
and so I, you know, I know that I have very idealized, romanticized, naive notions of love and like being, falling in love. And I remember our earlier conversations were all about going all in, you know, I'm like, are you ready to go all in, you know? And I remember, you're like, what is all in? but something that you said it's interesting to me. Cause like something that you said this morning of how, cause like you have a hesitation in terms of like falling in love.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I did just come out of a long relationship, like 3 or 4 years. And we moved here together, and I don't know, it's, you know, there's still a lot there, right? And then,
totally.
And then I just met you, and I guess it's a... I'm trying to understand my own motives around love or my own ideas of love after being in a relationship like that, and then suddenly being very open and willing and attracted to you, and like going all in.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm going all in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fucking living at your house. I mean, out of circumstance, but still, you know, and. But maybe, like, this idea of totally restructuring my thoughts around what love is, and all the emotions that come with that, and all the roles, I guess, of love, of being in a relationship,
Social constructs.
Social constructs.
Yeah, because you're talking like it's like a little bit of. And I feel like I feel this a little maybe a suspicion or hesitation in terms of like the intensity that one feels in the beginning of something new, you know?
Yeah.
And like, and then mistaking that for love. Is it love, or is it just like the intensity of like energies and bodies and, you know, like new? And so the thing that I understood from you is that the hesitation is, well, it is because, I mean, you certainly also have had more experience being in relationships than I have. And for me, it's like the idea of love has largely remained kind of fantastical or in fantasy. And so you've had like, what's that breathing? Is that you breathing?
Me. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I was wondering.
I'm just leaning in.
Leaning in is good. I mean, you could breathe on the mic. It's kind of nice. Weird. You could like heavy breathing. So. So I remember you were, and then you were saying this morning something about like how you view, because I'm, you know, like I often say to you like, oh, I love you, you know, and then you said something about like you kind of view this relationship as being in service. I mean, the reason why I thought about this was because of like how with the whole like cult thing and like you being of service to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so like what do you say? You said something about like you view this relationship like you're doing this.
Well, just because I'm hesitant to say I love you or to express that kind of love doesn't mean that I'm not here to like feel your love or something, you know, like yeah, I don't know how to like explain the service idea without like getting like getting into like you as cult leader, you know.
Just go there. I mean, this is like a part of also what we're trying to do, just FYI for the people who are listening, is like we're trying to like, you know, exercise our belief entities, right? Yeah. So like one thing that we've kind of like made a pact with each other is that we tell each other when we're our belief entities, right? You know, that the beliefs that we're operating from that block us from connection, like connecting at a heart level, because we're trying to merge, which I'll talk more about merging in a minute, but like this merging is about like a complete honesty and openness and like connecting with our gut fairies or our heart as opposed to like our belief entities. So like if you gotta go there then you
Maybe it's I remember now. It's okay. Like tied to this idea of faith and how I believe in you, and I believe in the revolution as a movement, and the faith is that we are together for a reason. I believe that. And so my service is to that. Is to understanding why we are together and what we're to be doing. Maybe it's just for ourselves. Maybe it's larger. I mean, the hope is that it would be larger than that, right?
Yes.
But there's something to figure out here, right? There's something. There's work to be done.
There is work to be done. There is work to be done. For sure. And that
goes into like the honesty thing for me, right? Because we're like very like us in me and you together, we're breaking down walls like all the time, I think, because we're trying to be very open and very honest and also really trying to understand emotions and if emotions are just constructed socially or if they're real or and how they are real, and you know, and so speaking about love, it's like how is this love real, or how like my all in may seem very different than your all in.
Yeah, because right? I remember saying when you were saying that this morning, I was like, oh, when you said that thing about being a service, there's a part of me that was like a little bit crushed or something, because like that part of me that believes in this like very romanticized idealized notion of love, you know, and like somehow the utilitarian aspect of our like being of service somehow was like crushing that part, you know. I kind of forgot where I was gonna go with that, but that's like a belief entity, you know. I mean, that's okay, like there's like I was sharing with you last night about like I like kind of like showing you my cards, you know, like these are the things that sometimes I do when I'm operating from a place of lack as opposed to a place of abundance, where I start feeling, you know, like a place of lack being like I'm not enough, like I'm not worthy of love or not lovable and stuff like that, which then creates, it's a belief, right? It's a belief that then creates, like shifts my perception. So then I start seeing things in a certain way that feeds that belief. And then that dictates like, and then it creates like emotions that are a suspicion of jealousy or whatever those things are, you know, mistrust, like loss of faith. That's the shit, you know, like, losing faith. Is like the worst,
right?
You know, and then like, but you—it's interesting, like, because you've experienced that loss of faith,
yeah.
You know, and so like, it feels like you are really taking a leap of faith in this,
yeah.
You know, and like I've joked with you like about like, am I filling your Jesus hole? You know, and in some aspects, I am.
Yeah.
In some,
but I feel like I'm filling my own Jesus hole.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're helping me. We're helping each other. Right.
Yeah.
And since meeting you, I've like been able to go back into the years that I've lost, or like the years that I lost believing in Jesus, like all the memories of that stuff and all the music in that. like was like a flood from coming in, like after I met you.
Yeah.
You know? So something about your openness and willingness and honesty in life and your eagerness, like was a very good
open
space for that.
Uh-huh, right. Kind of, yeah.
Transference or something, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe in that way you are filling my Jesus soul, but...
Uh-huh. Right, because it's very important that we be equal. I remember, like, that one time you came over, I was like, do you think that we're equal?
Yeah.
You know, because it has to be, like, we have to be equal.
Totally.
You know, so I can't fill your Jesus hole.
No.
You know, or be, like, the cult leader.
Only Jesus can fill my Jesus hole.
Oh, yeah.
Hole,
okay,
really.
Are you ready to let Jesus back into your hole? Are you ready to
sometimes, yes, I am.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes you get mad when I say it. You're like, I don't believe in Jesus. No.
I mean, I don't believe in Jesus. No, I don't. Uh-huh. But the hole would be nice if it was filled sometimes.
Right. Know? I mean, they talk about filling your hole, the hole in AA, you know, filling your hole. Yes, there's, yeah, the filling the hole. Like, you know, it's like, feel, the God hole, it's a God-shaped hole. You fill
totally.
It with God, you know, and like in the program in AA, like that, the concept of God is open to whatever you want to be. For me, it's like a higher power, which I, you know, called the third communal entity, you know. Yeah, I the reason why I guess Mr. Snuggles is barking.
You want to play a song?
Yeah, play. We're gonna play a song. Okay, so
should I play one of the.
Yeah, here, plug it into here.
Okay.
So can you give a little? I'm gonna get Mr. Snuggles because he's starting to bark. And Lob's gonna play. One of your songs
I used to listen to a lot of Christian music. What can I say? And I'll pick a song for you that is really heartfelt and good. I Can Only Imagine by Marcy Me. Maybe some people know this band.
And maybe you'll sing along too.
Yeah.
Okay,
can
I get
it?
Oh wait, is it playing right now? Yeah. Yeah, listen. Yeah, put those headphones on. Is it playing now?
Yeah.
Oh shit, wait, can you start it again? I didn't have the thing on. Okay, starting again?
I don't know, maybe yeah.
Okay, start it again.
Oh yeah, start it again. Is it loud enough?
Can you turn up the volume all the way on your phone?
Oh yeah.
I can only imagine.
It's really low.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence?
to my knees? Will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Sure, you can turn it off if you want.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
When all I do.
Let's hear the end of this.
Is forever, forever worship you.
There's something about, like, so this morning, Lob was,
I can only imagine
forever, a foreverness. I mean, we should talk about a little bit longevity, because there's an issue of longevity.
serious issue of longevity.
Yeah, but you know, the whole Jesus thing is about forever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, because when you were this morning, you were, like, listening to all your, like, your the Christian rock songs, or like you're the yeah. songs that you used to listen to when you're really into Jesus,
yeah,
and then you're like singing along, and yeah. there was this moment when I was like struck by like this urge to want to cry or something, and I told
that's
you
that's what those songs are for.
I know, and you got all upset. You're all yeah. like,
no, that's because they brainwash you with that shit. It's like emotional brainwash.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like they use the music to like work you up.
Uh-huh.
And then they get you.
They get you. But the way you're singing, and you're like singing, and it sounded like you're so into it.
Well, yeah, because you know, I used to be into it, you know.
So I mean, there's something. I mean, we're focusing a lot on Jesus and yeah. like faith and religion.
We should bring it back.
But I am very interested in that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like before meeting you, I was like very interested in like that power that is obviously present in like, for example, like sermons
yeah.
or something. You know,
yeah.
like there is something there.
Mm.
You know, whether it's like from God or Jesus, or it's just like the group. You know,
yeah.
The group collective energy.
The energy, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. yeah. But it's super powerful, and there's something about like, I think the for me the feeling of like this like wanting to cry is like this like this intense belief,
yeah,
you know, it's like so strong, this like belief in giving up of self, you know, and this idea like of forever,
yeah,
you know, like and so there's something.
I used to cry all the time for that stuff,
and you can't
sure.
cry now because yeah. I asked you when the first things.
I mean, I can cry, but yeah, not that easy,
right?
Yeah.
I remember when the first conversation we had, I asked you if you can cry, and you said no.
Yeah, I mean,
and it stopped when you lost faith in Jesus.
Well, you know, I've cried since then, but not like that. You know, it's very specific kind of crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
A crying, and then we've talked about like crying, like one of the things on our list is to cry together, you know, and
yeah.
like, and I said like maybe the crying, I think the crying that I can do is not from sadness, but an intensity of love.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like
that's
the crying that you did for Jesus.
Totally.
Right? An
intensity
of. So
yeah.
are you willing, like, I feel like there's a, like, because you had that love for Jesus, and then he, like, kind of broke your heart.
Totally.
Yeah. And so
yeah.
now, like, is there a fear around giving that, like, being in that much love again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think so. Or not trusting it, I think. I mean,
yes.
I've never quite trusted human relations ever. to fulfill my Jesus call.
Right.
Right?
Because like that's what they tell you. They tell you that
Jesus
no one...
Jesus is the only one. Yeah. Only one that can, like, love you as hard as you need it. Uh-huh. As you actually will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no other human. I mean, that's, like, my relationship with love. It's, like, founded in that.
Yeah. I remember there are moments, like, when you would say, like, is this real? What's happening between you and me?
Yeah.
What
is it real?
I think it's real.
I mean,
is it real?
Not if I'm your imaginary friend, right?
Okay. You're not my imaginary friend. I mean, you can be if you want. I mean, see, this is the thing. This is the thing that I think is interesting and kind of, I think what I was trying to get at are like this, like, because I think we switch in and out of these kind of role things, you know, where it's like kind of like fun to kind of adventure within these roles of you being my imaginary friend or me being the cult leader and you being a child genius. And like, and it becomes like these fetishized kind of desires or fantasies. And then, and also this utilitarian aspect of our relationship where we're helping each other, you know, and then the question is like, is it love?
Yeah, I mean that is a big question, uh-huh. Right? Do you think it's love?
I mean, I think it's love, but I also am probably pretty quick to think things are love.
But, yeah.
But like, but which is not to, like how am I not to say it? Like, who's to say that it isn't love? You know?
But I think. Maybe going back to like if this is real or not, like I think something that's happening in this relationship is the breaking down of what is real, kind of, or dissecting the realness of love and of the emotions that come with love. And of faith, I'd say.
The breaking down of it to get to what?
To get to what?
To get to a purity of a realness of it. I think a part of like what we do is like kind of like separating what is like a social construct of something like love, of relationships, of faith, you know, all those things, and we're trying to figure out like what's underneath that.
Yeah,
or like it's almost. Sometimes I've said this to you before of like thinking that I'm like a purist, like trying to find some kind of pure form of something that existed before outside of social constructs of something.
Yeah.
Is there? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, is that what we're trying to do?
It's worth the search, I'd say.
What are we trying to do? What are we doing?
I don't know. I thought you were in charge of that.
I'm in charge of it. We're supposed to be equal. We're still figuring this out together.
Right. We are figuring something out together.
Yeah, something. Yeah. What I mean, something that also you said this morning was like how like you feel like we're like creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like aliens, and this like we have this non-normative relationship with emotions. Trying to figure like we're like creatures or aliens or something, trying to figure out how to be human. Or there's a certain kind of like. Like there's a certain when we experience emotions or we experience things with each other, there's a certain curiosity as if we were like either children or creatures or aliens being like, oh, what is this feeling that we're having? And then we talk about it in a way that's like
it's a little removed, I'd say. I think I kind of think about doubt. I find that doubt is very present in that idea of like dissecting these relationships, you know. And then there's always like this projection from the outside world that has a very loud voice sometimes. That there's like this questioning of what we are doing, you know.
And yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So like you know, like as some of you may know, like I don't know, I'm pretty public with my personal life. I mean, that's part of like. What I do, and so like I you know very quickly started posting about my relationship with law with you in a very public way and you experience some
cautionary
tales
from a few friends. Mm-hmm. All out of love, I'd say. But,
yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Concern. Yeah.
There was some concern, and there probably still is. At the movement of this relationship, mm-hmm. and the intensity of it, and the very public part of it,
yeah,
makes people nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So that like directly affects the way that I process this, you know.
Mm-hmm. How is it that you process this? Okay, I'm sorry. You can ask me questions if you want to. Let me also just add, like, because like I, unless you want to answer that.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I mean, I do like people who are concerned for you. It's absolutely coming from a place of love and concern, because it's like, I mean, like, it's a little intense what's happening between us. And
maybe because of my history with Jesus and the cult,
right,
the commune, I am very influenced by powerful thinkers or powerful eccentric humans, and I'd say, Jennifer Mina, you are a little eccentric and powerful.
See, that's where like it gets dangerous. That's where I'm like, oh Lord, so... like I don't know, like this is like what is happening here.
But maybe it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine because it helps me also process that as well.
Yeah,
you know. I should also add that it's not just from your side too, because like, you know, when you would voice these things, and then I would be like, well, everyone on my side is really happy for me, you know, like happy. But then like upon talking further with some people, like, well, yes, they are happy, but there also gets, there's a scariness. Mm. Like my friend Rebecca was saying, like happy, but there's like something also very scary about it. And like my friend Laura said a similar thing where it's like, I'm a little afraid for you as well.
Right.
And what is the fear? The fear is basically that we're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Fear from your friends are like, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Same with mine. Mm-hmm. It's like, and so then I started thinking like, what, you know, like, it's okay to be hurt. And I think, look, one of the first times that we, that night of touching bodies, mm-hmm. we like, one of the first times we like touched, like physically touched, we like just took our shirts off and like, is it okay if I'm telling people this? Okay. And then we like touched just our bodies for like an hour. and it was like really intense and magical and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, you were like, I don't want to hurt you.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, it's okay. You know, like I'm fine to be hurt. You know, like the part of going all in is also going all in with feelings that are not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and like if I'm, and then it was also at that point that I realized that you've never been hurt that way. Besides Jesus. Besides, and I shouldn't, okay, you know what? I take that back. That is like probably the biggest hurt. Right?
Maybe. I mean,
I mean, yeah.
No human can feel that.
Right, because fucking Jesus is, like, beyond human fucking, you know, love. Like, it's all, like, he's supposed to love you.
Yeah.
No matter what, unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
And, like, you fucking believe that.
Yeah.
And then he fucking...
ripped my heart out.
Yes.
Smashed it.
So I can understand why there's a hesitation there. Because I was talking about, like, oh, you have a box that you're... there's something you're hiding in a box.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I want to see that box. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, so I mean, I think a lot of what, like hurt doesn't feel good. You know, like what is the fear around being hurt? You know, like what, it's like, it's too unbearable, right?
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't be able to endure through the hurt.
Yeah.
Or there's some kind of like, I mean, this might relate to like this like happiness culture of like, you know, like hurt is bad. Like it's all to prevent hurt, mm-hmm. feeling hurt, you mm-hmm. know. But maybe hurt is, you know, like it's a risk you take, right? Are you ready for that risk?
No.
You're not. Okay.
No,
see.
Me.
See. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. You know.
I think maybe I actually have a lot of emotions that I'm trying to figure out mm-hmm. right now as far as love emotions. Like coming out of a long relationship and then going straight into another one, and then also simultaneously thinking about polyamory and mm-hmm. understanding like multiple like ways of loving different people, and honestly as well. So am I ready? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, I mean, and we should talk about like the polyamory aspect of, because like we're both interested in polyamory.
Is it fine?
What do you mean?
Is it fine that I may not be ready?
Yes, of course.
But I'm here.
I mean, you are where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like, there's nothing that I can do or you can do or anyone else can do to make you be ready, except that it happens when it
does.
But
does it make you feel like this isn't real, or this is, there's like a,
like you're not all in?
Yeah.
No. Okay, you want to know? Okay, you want to know? Okay, this is what I'm really thinking. Okay, so I think, and this is like something to think about in terms of like, I am wondering, like, because we're talking publicly in a public forum on the radio, if that has any influence on how you're feeling at this moment in terms of, like, readiness. Is he okay? Is he doing something weird?
He's just, like, pacing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, there definitely is a different dynamic happening.
Right now, at this moment, yes. Because of we are, it's not just us right now talking on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
You know, there's now there's the assumption that there's other people
hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are you asking me because you're concerned that because you might not be heavy breathing that you're not ready. What are you not ready for?
Well, what happens if I'm not all in?
Oh.
Or how do I know I'm all in? Like, how do I have that amount of trust and faith? Like, how do I know that? How do you know that?
I mean, that's a good question. I have, I guess for me, going all in would be to not allow my fears or doubts about you, this relationship, or myself, or all that stuff, to kind of make the decisions for me.
Mm.
You know, that like the decisions I make in relation to what's going on here between me and you is all based in trust and faith. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if I find myself holding back from you. Like, because there have been moments where I'm like, I'm not going to tell you this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because of fear or something.
Yeah.
And if I start doing that, then to me, that's an indication that I'm not all in.
Mm.
So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, I think it's fine that if you're not all in.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
I
have to accept that.
Yeah. But maybe I am all in, but just like unaware of it, right? Like, I have a lot of fear and doubt.
Yeah.
In life.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes those become very present.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even when I was, like, believing hardcore in Jesus, like, I was always like, is Jesus real? You know, like, in the faith, that's where the faith came in. But there's always questioning of what is valid or...
Yes.
What is real.
Uh-huh. And maybe this is a good... Because I have that, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know... I mean, like, we joke about, like, how we don't know each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
You know, because we... I mean... Yeah, I mean, the truth is, like, we sort of just met, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, and we're doing this thing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we have this attitude of going all in, making it very public, doing mm-hmm. this radio show. We have the Instagram, and, like, we're merging, which I'm going to... I think it's important to define what merging is in a minute. But, like, I... What the fuck was I saying? Like, this is the polyamory. So, like, the thing that brings me back... Like, I feel... Okay, we are interested... Like, polyamory in just terms of, like, an openness in our relationship that, like, we're both interested in not creating, like, a closed system.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this... Like, you talk often about, like, you don't want to be a couple. This coupling thing.
Yeah.
You know? Which I would, like, also agree with. Like, what is couple... Coupling is, like, basically... I don't know. We kind of maybe agreed that maybe it's, like, a perception or a labeling by others. Like, how we are presented to others. And others, like, kind of labeling us as a couple or mm-hmm. whatever. But then also, you know, coupling is also, like, a closed system. And then I think, like, your things with coupling is, like, it creates expectations of, like, what... is expected now if mm-hmm. we are like a couple, you mm-hmm. know? And so my, I think, like our mutual interest in polyamory is that, but I also think we already have a polyamorous relationship with the revolution,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when I start feeling like this, like doubt in relationship to you, or me with you, or you with me, or whatever, I think about, like, our commitment
yeah.
to revolution, and that brings me out of it. So it
yeah.
I feel like it's like we're having we have this love triangle, like, not like a polyamorous love triangle with the revolution, which also is like a polyamorous relationship with faith, with you know, with love. Faith, love. So, like, these, it's like a relationship that's with principles, sort of. Principles of the revolution, with faith, with love, with honesty, like a commitment to honesty, you know? So
yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like, when
yeah.
I focus on those things, like, I get a regaining of, like, I feel like we're both equally committed. Like,
yeah.
when I asked you in the email,
yeah.
one of our earlier email exchanges, I was like, I'm ready to die for revolution. Are you? And you said, dying for the revolution is all I ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Like, this person knows.
Yeah.
You know? So, do you understand what I'm saying? Does that
yeah.
work for you as well in
yeah.
terms of doubt? And then...
Yeah.
And then you... And then, like, you focus on our third.
Right. And the third is what keeps us... going, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, takes us out of...
Takes us out of these doubts and
yeah,
expectations.
Yeah, these expectations
or,
and social constructs of what love is and da-da-da. And because we're both looking for a way out.
Working towards that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's the thing that I have faith in, you know? And that's what I mean by, like, going all in.
Yeah.
So there. what do you think about that?
It just makes me think of, for some reason, it makes me think of the list of things we need to do
mm-hmm.
and the, like, sort of innocence that goes along with that and honesty of exploration and curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about how we're supposed to take a bath together.
Yeah.
And, like, talk about
our past stories,
about our stories
yeah.
of life.
Uh huh.
While, like, you wash my back.
Yeah, and maybe we have, like, crayons.
Yeah,
that draw pictures.
Because
it started, like, you were going to tell me about Denmark.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, and then, like, a sharing.
Yeah, we like have... real. Like, that's real to me. Like, we are sitting in a bath and telling stories.
Uh huh.
Something about that is very, that is like love.
That's love. Okay.
Very intimate, very honest.
Uh-huh.
Not in no way harmful.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Moments of the, moments like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, the tenderness.
Tenderness.
Like, love is like very important.
Yeah, I like the tenderness.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were talking about like how sometimes when we have sex, it's very aggressive.
Yeah. But that too is like, for me, is very honest and open.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to, I don't know. I feel like very comfortable there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's also room for tenderness too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a, who says that aggression can't be tender?
Right.
You know?
The fact that I'm going to rip your face off one day.
You're right. Fucking, like, yes. Yeah, and smash my head into the ground.
Completely tender.
Right. Yeah. I feel that.
I'll I took you to the hospital afterwards.
Right. I did. I also, I took you to the hospital already. Mom had a bike accident. I do want to talk about merging, but do you want to play like another song?
Yeah, sure. Let's play another song.
Do you want to play a song, or do you want to
what do you think?
Sing a song, whatever you. What do you feel? What's your feeling?
Let me play one on my banjo.
Okay,
you know, it's fun. Yeah. I brought my banjo, so
yeah,
it's a little awkward. I like it. I like the awkwardness of it. It's page 324. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
Yes,
yeah.
Please. I'm taking selfies.
This is page 336. When peace like a river. Let's see if I can play this one better. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well. It is well, it is well with my soul. Redeemed, oh, the bliss of glorious thought.
not in part, but is whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when faith shall be sight, and clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall sound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. My soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
How do you feel playing those songs now?
I have no I don't have that much emotional connection to it anymore. Mostly it makes me think, like, I wish I was in a fucking Mennonite congregation and we were all singing together.
Really?
Because it's boring when you're just singing by yourself.
Would you be interested in forming a revolution?
Song? Group?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Okay, so maybe we should do that. We should add that to the fucking list.
Songbook. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So like a congregation, people who sing. Wait.
Just it could be just like a group of people who are open and willing to learn songs, mm-hmm. and maybe some harmonizing, you know?
Okay.
And then we could all sing together.
Uh-huh. Cuz there's like something that happens.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Uh-huh.
I got to take my clothes off. It's like unbearable.
Yeah, yeah. Take it off. It's really hot. So, okay, so let's talk about merging a little bit, okay?
That's a good idea.
Okay, so merging. Okay, so when we started talking and hanging out, like, I talked about merging, right? I told you about merging pretty... Did I tell you? I did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to merge.
Yeah, I think on that day we hung out for, like, 8 hours,
uh-huh.
it came up.
Yeah, the merging. So, one of the things I've been really interested in lately is like a death of self,
mm-hmm.
like wanting to like expand outside of myself, death of self as the individual,
yeah.
you know, I'm interested in this merging that happens. And so when I think about merging, I think about like the relationship Doug and Warlock from the New Mutants have. So Doug and Warlock, so Doug is like this, he's a human who like his superpower is that he can communicate and understand all languages, all forms of languages, including like computer languages and alien languages, which not just like the language itself, but all the concepts that come from these languages, you know, like all the various concepts that we can't even that are beyond our comprehension,
yeah.
because we're in the system, you know. I think part of also our interest is like this understanding how the system has you know, dictated our perception or like these beliefs, right? And
yeah.
trying to find a way out, like trying yeah. to forge a way out. So Doug's superpower is that he can do that. But he's always been like, he went through the like these, like he's not like a fighter, so he would go through like feeling inadequate, you know, when they go into battle or something, like he has to be taken care of and stuff like that. Anyway, so Warlock is an alien being from like this, like it's like an organic technological like race or something. It's a technarchies, or I think that's what they're called. So Warlock, you know, I don't know exactly, I remember the exact story, but you know, Warlock somehow came to Earth. I think he was like this, like maybe the child of the person who like runs this
organic technological race of aliens. So maybe he was escaping or something. And anyway, so like Doug and Warlock forge this like really close relationship. And there's this one point when like, so, and Warlock feeds off of like the way he sustains himself is like feeding off of like live entities, you know, like humans. He can like take their life force, and that's like a way for him to like food. You know, and so like, you know, since like they discourage him, you know, killing humans, and like sometimes he would like take the life force of animals, but then he'd feel like really bad about it, like like he couldn't help it. And it's like, well, I'm like, I just like took the life force of this bunny rabbit, and being like, oh, like like I did something bad, kind of thing. Anyway, so like he, there is something like Warlock was dying and like he needed a life force, and then Doug was like, you know, like there's something that where Doug, Warlock saved Doug's life, and Doug's like, I, you know, I want to help you now. And so then they merged and they became what some people call Douglock, this third entity. So I'm really interested in this kind of merging that could happen where maybe like you and I would merge and create this third entity. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how like I remember presenting it to you, and I remember doing a studio visit where you're like, what exactly does merging mean? You know, mm-hmm. and then I remember asking if you wanted to like hardcore merge with me or something. So I'm interested because so the merging, you know, I feel like there's a lot of merging that's happening right now. Like the merging of, for example, Agape and Eros, you know, mm-hmm. the thing that I kept segregated is now merging. The merging of art and life, where like a lot of things we do in our life that are real life things become public, you know, become made into like an art project, or like now how we're talking here on the radio, or we're doing the Instagram project. And like now I'm having a show in November at Commonwealth and Council, and it's now called Lob, Me, and the Revolution. And like, you know, like there's this very, you know, like the merging of life and art.
Yeah.
And then, like, this, the merging that's happening, you know, and merging being, like, a complete, like, a merging of bodies, psyches, and souls, you know, to create this, like, third, whatever that is. Which doesn't mean it's, like, the thing about Doug and Warlock is they can come together and they can come apart. You know, they come together, they come apart. So it's not like we're merging to, like, because, like, it's interesting, this merging thing. Like, you're all into merging. Like, you're like, I'm down to merge. But then there's this, like, but we cannot be a couple. You know, yeah. Which I think one of the things that I'm interested in is like, how do you become like to like create some like part of this forging a way out is like forging a way out of like binary systems, right? So that we can do both.
Yeah,
we can merge and also not be a couple. And like, so the idea is like, how do we do that? You know, so like one way is, I think like what I thought about yesterday is like a way to resist coupling is to bring people into the relationship. You know, like what we're doing right now.
Oh, not like our queer boy.
Oh yeah, we could do that. So yeah, we're interested in
calling out for queer boys.
A queer boy to have some fun with us. I don't know. I guess basically to have sex with us, right?
Yeah,
we want to have sex with a queer boy. so like yes, that, but also like
importance of this. Social aspect of
yeah it. Like yeah. This relationship is not just for us,
right?
It's for others. You know, it's supposed to go outward.
Yeah,
it's supposed to propel us outward to make it more open.
Mm-hmm.
More like for us to become more available, more generous, more whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm able to harness your special powers at moments when I'm by myself, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and same with me and you.
I mean, I've already been doing that.
And that same with me.
And it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, can you give an example?
Or
is it too... I mean, I know some examples that you gave me, but maybe it's a little too...
Wait, which ones?
Where it has to do with... Well, I think it has to do with the relationship with other people, and maybe that's not appropriate or something.
Yeah.
Like how it enabled you to be present with other people.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very... That's it. Like that has been the moments of like bringing you in, mm-hmm. and like utilizing your special powers has been an opening to like hanging out with other people,
mm-hmm.
Or
being intimate
with other people.
Mm-hmm. Enabling that.
Yeah
That's a good, that's,
it's been good.
Yeah. It's good.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that too.
Yeah.
I like that too. Uh-huh. And like, you know, you do similar thing. It's an empowering thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like when I ride horses. Like when you came and watched me ride horses, like I think I rode better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like even now when you're not there, mm-hmm. like there's a certain, like I can harness that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it allows me a more presence or certain confidence in writing or something, in self, in my relationship with others, with mm-hmm. the horse. Yeah.
Yeah, with the horse.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it is like exactly what you're saying, yeah. where it's like somehow our relationship with each other enables us to then become more intimate with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
It's very important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so that's that.
That's that.
Do you want? Can you play another
pop song?
Yes. Yeah. I love these. I really love these Jesus, these Christian rock Jesus songs.
Yeah.
And then you singing along to them.
That's a good one. Oh my God. Let's see. I can sing "Your Love Forever" by Delirious.
Okay.
Plane.
Oh shit, wait, we start again. I'm so sorry. Can we okay, stop it. Okay, I keep forgetting. Okay, now start it. Okay, yeah.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart
and let the
healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of
when your love came down.
I can sing your love. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart, let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
Please continue to sing.
But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Yeah.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
Foolishness unknown. But when the world seems alive,
lives. They will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah.
I could sing of your love forever.
Oh my God. I love you. There's something about you that's something else. Something else. So yeah, let's talk about Forever.
Forever.
Like Jesus, like all these songs, the ones that you played, it's all about like this forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever.
So, and you've often talked to me about like your, like one of the first things you're like, I don't believe in longevity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
However, you're singing about forever with such heartfelt, like, I wish people could see you singing about the love forever with Jesus. So is your like, you're no longer like, you're like, I don't believe in longevity. Is that because of Jesus failing you?
Yeah. Or I think there's like a real truth to something that I have a hard time acknowledging, is that perhaps I still do like put a lot of faith in and sort of this love for Jesus, right? So any sort of love outside of that cannot be as long lasting. Maybe it goes back to like intuition and like, I don't know, it makes me think of this thing about this like parable or something in the Bible where they were like, you go to a place and you like are trying to tell people about Jesus or whatever, a town.
Mm-hmm.
And people will receive that and for a certain amount of time, and then once people stop receiving it, then you dust your sandals off and you move on to the next town. Like you have this movement of the only movement and the only longevity is this faith that's propelling you forward into the unknown.
The
right?
faith. Right.
Yeah.
So are you in this, how you're relating to me, are you kind of like Jesus?
Am I like Jesus?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, kind of. Like, that's the goal, right? Like, right. I want to be like Jesus.
Right. So, yeah. Like, you're... So, that whole... Going back to the whole, like, you feeling you're of service.
Yeah.
To me. And this relationship is, like, you're doing something like Jesus. Or... what is it?
Maybe it could be that I have like this, the idea of intuition and the idea of faith and trusting this relationship to do what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like, yeah, I am like a vessel for God to work through me, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. And I think we need to like figure out like what, like, because you waver, like, do you believe in Jesus or not? Like, what's going on here? Do you, like, is Jesus coming back into your life?
No,
or,
no,
Jesus, because
no,
like I when no. I say that, you're like, no, fuck no,
fuck Jesus.
Right. So okay, but there's something that you're still holding on to.
Yeah, that's real. I still hold on to that. Like, you know, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move mountains, you know? And that's the idea that I want to keep going.
Yeah, right? But it doesn't have to be faith in Jesus, right?
No.
Can you love someone or something or as much as you love Jesus? Can you love the revolution?
I can.
Oh my God, that's huge. Okay, wait.
But maybe I can. But I don't know. No, I don't.
So you
I
can't think, love the revolution. You can't love humanity.
I mean,
as
of
much
course,
as
I can love
Jesus.
The revolution because it's like a movement outside of these systems, right? And I'm very interested in that. Like, I think I'm a separatist. That's why I almost joined a commune. You know,
a separatist.
Like, get the fuck out. You know.
Wait.
wait. Well, I don't know if like I can be a separatist.
No, I'm not trying to. I mean, that's the idea of the revolution, is that we'll all be separatists one day, right?
Or we'll all become one and a third communal entity, and then forge a different idea of difference.
Exactly.
You know,
something outside of this system.
Exactly. But this can't right be now, separatist.
Separatist.
No.
No, I'm not saying, but like if we get to that point, it would be separate from the system.
Oh, okay, right. Separate from the system. Yes, yes. Separate from like the system. Yes, but together.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you still have like, there's still like you, because of Jesus, because you cannot love anything as much as you love Jesus, how do you expect to, you know, like, where does that love go? It means you don't believe in that anymore. You don't believe in that kind of love.
I mean, maybe I secretly do.
But it only for Jesus.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to otherwise channel that.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
I mean, it's fine if you want. I'm faith. Totally fine if you want to believe in Jesus.
I mean, I don't
want
to believe in Jesus.
Okay,
I've been trying to deconstruct that. Like, it's brainwashing. That shit's brainwashing, you know?
Okay, so then, okay. Okay, so
if I'm working through, like, 25 years of brainwashing.
Right,
you know,
right. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, if this love, because that's like real, like, you consider the love that you had or still have for Jesus an ultimate form of love. In love. Is that in love?
Maybe it's, maybe it can be brought back to a love of self.
Yes.
Like, in the end of the, like,
Yeah, I've been thinking about, like, thank you for bringing that up, because I've been thinking about, like, oh, maybe it's, like, transferring that to love of self.
Yeah.
Can you love yourself as much as you love Jesus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I?
Yeah. Can you?
I don't know.
I mean, do you want...
It makes me think about this sort of imaginary space that my mom made for me when I was young. Falling to sleep, where I would meet Jesus in a field, an imaginary field, and he would like play catch with me or whatnot, and like go swimming with me and whatnot, and mm-hmm. and I feel like that sort of imaginary landscape of the ultimate playmate,
mm-hmm.
like overtook my mind,
mm-hmm.
right, in a way that there is always another entity. It's not about loving it. Like, the self is like, also the self always has Jesus to like, or in that case it would be Jesus to like have to like account, to be accountable
to. Okay,
too.
So there's no, basically there's no like isolated self.
Yeah,
that's pure, like just self. I would also like, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
you know, which is like, yeah, because it's all relational, you know? So I guess my thing is, like, I probably believe as much as you believed in Jesus as I believe in the third communal entity, as I believe in revolution. And I guess what I'm asking is, if it is possible for you to transfer that love that you had for Jesus to the revolution, to the third communal entity. And, of course, you do not. Like, it's, the idea is not for you to take on my beliefs, but hopefully.
Are you the cult leader?
No.
Something.
But yes. Like, something that's yours that you believe in as much.
Yeah.
I
tried to fill it with art.
Okay.
And that didn't really work.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it did. No, it didn't.
Okay. Something else.
Yeah, it needs to be something else.
Yeah.
Art's too social.
Okay.
Or, you know,
you're looking for something beyond.
Yeah.
Something beyond these constructs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess, like, what am I trying to get at? I feel like I'm, do I feel like I'm, like, hounding you?
No.
Like, okay, good. I guess I would think, like, oh, it's just, it's sad that you can't love. Like, that ability to love at that capacity is gone, I guess, is basically what I'm trying to get at.
What is it?
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess this is like goes back to like you not knowing if you're all in, mm-hmm. you know, because of these doubts, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I can love, like, I love how I love Jesus. I don't know, you know, like, what is it that you want?
You want.
What?
Well, I don't know what I want. Do I need to want anything?
No.
Can I not just be here?
Yes, you can be here.
And going with the flow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's I think that's something that I'm learning from you is like to be able to go with the flow of things and not having to. What do you want to ask me? I feel like I'm asking you, but well, shit, you know, like what the
totally directing.
I know. Anything. What happened? What happened? We got limited time. What is it that you want to know from me? This is your chance.
Oh my god. What is that timer?
It's an alarm.
Oh. Maybe we should play one more song, and then I'll ask you a question.
Okay, and then we have to sing the song. This is your song. This song we'd sing together, yeah. and then it's the end.
It's the end. We have 20 minutes, right?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. Why don't you play a song, and then we'll think about.
Because I need to.
Oh.
Think of a song, or like a question. I'll play one more pop song.
Yeah.
This is Me Without You. I actually really appreciate this band. Doing good things in life. It came later in life when I became like a crusty Christian. It's real. Hobo life. Anyways.
Crusty Christian.
In everywhere we look. 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 Allah, Allah, Allah. In everywhere we look. In everyone we meet. In everyone we meet. In everyone we meet.
In everyone we meet.
In everyone we meet.
And everyone we meet, Allah, Allah, Allah. And everyone we meet.
In every blade of grass.
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 Allah, Allah, Allah.
In every blade
of grass.
Of grass.
Done.
It doesn't matter what you've done.
What effect is without a cause?
It doesn't matter what you've done.
Now lay your faithless head down in necessity's cotton hand. There's a love that never changes, no matter what you've done. Or if your old man did you wrong, if your old man did you wrong,
if your old man did you wrong,
well maybe his old man did him wrong. If you care to sing forgiveness song, come down and join our band, and we'll cut you like a sword and sing forgiveness song.
Okay, I got a question.
Oh, you got a question, okay.
I think I need you to explain the third communal entity just a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, in a short moment. Okay.
Like, relation to love and in relation to this us.
And, okay. So the third commandment entity is basically everything that exists in how we understand the world. So that includes like people, objects, environments, the universe, our concepts of the universe, as ideas, you know, feelings, the system that we're in, right? And even things that we don't understand quite yet are part of it, but it's about our understanding of these things that we might not understand. I mean, the way we understand things that we don't understand is based in the system that we're in, right? So it's basically everything that exists, right? But the third criminal entity can, like, there's that, but then it exists also in smaller kind of pockets. Like, for example, like, there's a third criminal entity that's being created right now with me and you in this room, right? We're creating a third, right? So there's, like, first person me, second person you, and then, or vice versa, and then there's the third communal entity, which is what we're creating, right? And that switches, like, Mr. Snuggles in here, so Mr. Snuggles is contributing to that, as well as the environment of Kaechung in this room. There's the heat of this room that also contributes to the third communal entity. The thing about it is that, like, it can be a reciprocal relationship. You know, it's like, it's not like, I think, like, the third communal entity obviously influences us as individuals or separate beings. We're not separate really, but like how we perceive things, right? But we also have an opportunity to change and influence the third communal entity based on our level of awareness, right, of how things kind of work.
Is there love in the third communal entity?
Yes, there's love.
You love the third communal entity?
Yes. Love.
Or
love exists. Yes, is it? But it also includes hate, because hate is also exists in the world, right? So it's about what I'm focusing on. You know, like how we talk about how gratitude. If I focus on gratitude, that shifts my perception of my experience at the moment, right? So that's me focusing on the gratitude aspects of the third communal entity. Or I can focus on all the things that are wrong, and then it totally influences how I perceive things and my feelings.
Is the third communal entity have control of things?
No, but no. It is much larger. I mean, yes and no. It does largely, because it's much bigger, you know? Like, when you go, like, for example, like the energy that you talk about when you go into congregation, that's like a third community. That's like, and like how you say, like, they take advantage, like, this, you know, they take advantage of your feelings, right? And like brainwash you. So that's an example of when the third communal entity can have more power over, like, you as an individual being. I mean, I just need to think of a better word for that. But once you kind of have an understanding of what's happening, right? Like, you can also influence it back and change it.
Yeah, but I guess I'm thinking, like, in relation to Jesus, is that if this third communal entity is something bigger, something, this is where your faith lives in the third communal entity, then wouldn't you also say that you can't love another human as much as the third communal entity? You know, like, it's ultimately your movement, it's moving you.
But so, right? So are individuals, so are you.
But I am the third communal entity, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's the third communal entity, right? You're not Jennifer Moon, right? You always want to ask people to see you rather than Jennifer Moon.
Yeah.
And what is you? The third communal entity, right?
Or, I don't know, maybe...
Converting you to Jesus right now.
Okay. I don't know. I think that's what I'm trying to figure out or get to. Like, what is underneath our beliefs, right? Like, when you say, like, Jennifer Moon, that's, like, a belief.
Yeah.
An identity. What's underneath our identity? Is that the third communal entity? Because the third communal entity includes all those things, too. Maybe I'm trying to get beyond that.
Beyond the third communal entity?
Yeah. Maybe I don't have belief. I don't know. Like, maybe the third communal entity is just, like, it's different. It's not like I... it's an awareness of this entity, uh-huh. you know, but it's not like similar to like how one has a relationship with God or Jesus, where I'm like, believe that it loves me, or you know, but, like, or,
so this like kind of gets to like you flying, like how are you gonna fly, what's that,
like who propels, like Peter, that like
it's
who,
like Peter walking on water, right? Or whoever did,
yeah. And like who's in charge of deciding if I fly or not?
Yeah,
okay. I don't,
because it won't be you that's flying, right?
It,
or it won't be,
I mean, I don't know. I know, I mean, because it's about death of self. I'm accessing something else. Maybe it is a third communal entity or an aspect of it. You know, I'm like a very concentrated segment of the third communal entity that is like committed to a belief in flight, for example.
Faith,
yes. So maybe same. It's faith.
Yeah.
You know?
This is faith.
It's a pure a faith.
We're,
but
we're here together because of faith.
Yes. Because, and faith is what?
I don't know.
Right. Like, if faith is something, it's the thing that, like, it's the thing.
It's deeper than love, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or it's like a,
or, no, maybe not deeper, but.
Maybe. Or maybe. it's like, love is part of faith, or faith is part of love, or, like, but they're not, like, mutually included. Like, they're separate. I don't know this. We do have to kind of end, but like this is getting to, I feel like good stuff. You know, like I mean, we could continue not sing the song we sing together and just finish this conversation. Or do you like,
I mean, that's like your thing though, you gotta sing okay. the song, but you have something to say,
so. No, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily have anything to say, but I like where this is going.
Yeah,
because I think this is what, why I like you and why I like this relationship, because it's trying to push something, trying to figure something out.
Yeah,
we're trying to get to something that we don't understand.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the thing. Yes, and you believe in that,
and
thing.
I believe in that
I
thing.
Fucking believe in that thing.
That's
too.
Where all my love is dumping right now,
right in that
into
thing,
that thing,
and then into that thing.
Yeah,
me too.
See,
so that's,
yeah,
like, yeah. Okay,
so maybe the love isn't so that's like directing love is like a very specific, do you not understand?
So
like,
are we so saying that we can't be we can't love each other?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
We can't love. Can you love?
Because who am I loving?
Who are you loving?
Am I loving you? I'm loving an identity, right?
Maybe.
I mean, I think most largely people are in love with people's identities or perception,
yeah,
of who they think,
of who they are.
Yeah, like my example with Beverly in prison, you know, and like how that changed my love for, you know, like, so is it, are we not able to love each other? I mean, you talk about that in some, a little bit about like how the impossibility of like knowing each other.
Yeah.
In that impossible letter that you wrote, but then you also interested in this merging.
Yeah.
So like this merging, get the impossibility of it. And so like, so we're never, we can't, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. Do you like, I mean,
I think there is a merge. I think we can merge, but,
I mean, there's a part of me that wants to love you, but is that not, is that like a false?
I don't think it's false. I just think that,
but I'm not sure, but you're saying like what I'm loving is not you.
Or it's shift. It will shift. It will shift. Right?
Yeah. Will your love for Jesus shift?
No.
See, yeah.
The faith is different.
Right. Okay.
That's where it's like so. It's so solid. So you know that the movement of love is not in another person. It's not like
it's,
you are
so
loving.
People, so there's a distinction then that you're making between people. Like, people can never be faith.
No, never.
Never? You're putting like that much, you're saying never?
Yeah, never.
How do you know?
Because I just learned about dark matter, and we're only, all of life is only 4% of matter in the universe.
Okay.
Right? So how can I have faith in fucking humanity when the other, like, what is that, 96% of the universe is just like something else
that we don't understand,
that we don't even
understand.
But it
doesn't mean that you can't have faith in that 4%. You know,
I mean, I can, yeah, right,
I just think it's like, you know, like to say that, like, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I don't know. You know, I don't know anything. I just have, I just can have speculation of what I think is happening.
Yeah.
You know? So for me to make a statement saying, like, humans can never... What is the saying you said that never can do? They never can...
They are not faith.
They are not faith. Humans can never be faith. Like, I don't know if I can make that statement.
Not never. Okay, I don't like never statements either, but...
But see, that's the block that I'm talking about. You know? That's the block. Oh.
Should we sing our song?
Oh my god, okay. All right. It's 8 o'clock. Oh, fuck! I don't think we have time to sing the song. Okay. Is that okay? Okay, shit. It's fine. When Asher and Haruko came on, we didn't sing the song we sing together either, because okay. It just wasn't. It's fine. The song we were going to sing together was Hallelujah. Oh my god, Hallelujah. Performed by Catherine Williams, written by Leonard Cohen. But it's fine. I think it's, for me, it's more interesting. I wanted to talk about this thing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's time to end the show. Let me just read. Thank you for listening, if anyone's listening. So you have been listening to Adventures Within with Jennifer Moon and Robert Watkins. This has been a production of Faction 2 of The Revolution. For more information on The Revolution, visit jmoon.net. You can also follow Adventures Within on the Kaechung Tumblr at adventureswithin.kaechungradio.org. Join us every third Sunday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. for another episode of Adventures Within on Kaechung Radio. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye, everyone. Lovely. Bye.